O Lord, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. Show me thy way, thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths, thy paths, O Lord. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not mine enemies triumph over me. All right, and then we also learn Psalm 145, verse number 17 and 18. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, all that call upon him. And then Psalm chapter 1. All right, you ready? You might want to turn to this one in your Bible. I'm doing the same because it goes quick. Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Doth he meditate day and night? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season, and his leaf also shall not wither. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. But his light is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way the ungodly shall perish. Excellent. And then who can remember where the last one we sung this week is found? 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, starting off with rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, hold fast which is good, and abstain from all appearance of evil.
Excellent job, you guys sound beautiful. I hope those scripture passages will stick with you. Let's all have a word of prayer, and we'll get into what God has for us this final morning. Lord, I love you. I thank you so much for all the time that you've given us, Lord, this week to spend in your word. Lord, it amazes me that it's already over. Lord, that this is our final time in the tabernacle for camp 2018. I ask, Lord, that you would help it to be a turning point in the lives of these boys and girls. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all you've done for us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Everybody sitting up good and straight? Listening on purpose. We're going to be very quick this morning because we've got to get you guys home at some point in time. How many of you are looking forward to your own bed and your own pillow tonight? Yes, I understand. How many of you last night for the 2 or 3 hours you slept dreamt about your own bed? Anybody? Yeah. My daughter has been going just as much this week as anybody else, and she got home totally and thoroughly exhausted. You know what that feels like, right? When my daughter gets totally and thoroughly exhausted, she gets hyper emotional. Anybody else know what that's like? Yeah. She was crying over everything. Last night, she had a complete breakdown because she was at the store and somebody gave her 2 ugly bunnies. They're like this little statue. They look like, I don't know, they're freaky looking is what they look. And she left them at Nana's house. And she lost it because there was bunnies that she's never going to see ever again. And it's the end of the world. She lost it. So then my beautiful bride says, Joanna, it's okay. I'll make a note. We're going to Nana's in the morning. I'll make a note not to forget your bunnies. So my wife wrote down on a note, bunnies. And so my wife puts that in the truck and comes back to find my daughter completely bawling. What's wrong? You didn't draw a picture of the bunnies. Go to bed, child. I get up this morning nice and early. I find my daughter already sitting at the table, coloring. I'm going, that's not normal for my daughter, but I'm just going to let, that's fine, okay. My son gets up early because he's weird. I don't know why anybody does that, but my son loves to get up early. My daughter is more like me, she sleeps in. I see her, I'm like, okay, she couldn't sleep, whatever. She got up early because she was drawing a picture of, guess what? Bunnies. And she put big hearts around them. And she laid that in the bathroom counter. And then after a few moments, I turn around, where'd Joanna go? She's back in bed, zonked out. She had to wake up, and her first thought was, bunnies, my bunny. My first thought this morning was, you know what? My pillow. I love my pillow. You know, other pillows are fine. When you come to camp, sometimes you're sleeping on like a sleeping bag or something. But I woke up this morning thinking about my pillow. I love my, anybody else? Yeah, that was me. That was me this morning. This morning, I want to give you one last word of encouragement. Some of you have made the decision that you want to get in the way. You want to do what is right. And Brother Parsons brought up some of you last night, and you stood up here, and Brother Parsons looked at you and said, now this is not going to be easy. This is not going to be something that's just going to happen. You're going to have to work hard at this. And I remember when I would sit where you're sitting and I was young, I would think, well, I'm just 8, 9 years old. I'm young. What really can I do? I want you to turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings and chapter number 22. 1 Kings and chapter number 22, God records the story of a very young man. A very young man, and we're going to see what God was able to do with this very young man. 1 Kings and chapter number 2 Kings, verse number 1. I'm sorry, 2 Kings. If I said 1 Kings, I apologize. It's 2 Kings, chapter number 22 and verse number 1. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. How many of you in here are 8 years old? Got just a few. The rest of you are older than 8, aren't you? Older. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He became king at 8 years old. And he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidiah, and the daughter of Adiah of Bascath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. You want to know what this king, this boy king at 8 years old did? At 8 years old, he made a decision. You know what decision he made? I'm going to get in the way. He made the decision, I am going to do what's right. You know what was amazing about King Josiah? Is King Josiah had a hard way to get into the way. King Josiah did not have a good father. King Josiah's father was Manasseh, one of the wickedest, most vile, most ungodly kings that Israel ever had. That was his dad. You will find that King Josiah came after some of the most wicked years where Israel had decided, we don't want to be in the way. We're going to serve other gods. We're going to forget the God of Israel. We're going to get out of the way. We don't want to walk in the way. And you know when Josiah decided to do what was right? When he was 8. At 8 years old is when King Josiah said, I am going to get in the way. And for 31 years, he reigned in Israel and did that which was right. You know what God said about King Josiah? What did he do to get in the way? 2 Chronicles 34:3, this is what God says about Josiah. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David, his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places. At 8 years old, he said, the king years ago, King David, one of the best kings Israel ever had, he served the God of Israel. I want to follow that path. I want to get in the way. And he did that at 8 years old. And then at 12 years old, he started going through and saying, hey, all these idols, we're knocking them down. All these wicked places, we're tearing them out. He did that at 8. He did that at 12. At 16 years old, while they're cleaning out the temple, while they're going through the temple and getting rid of the idols, while they're getting rid of all the things that didn't belong there, they find the Word of God. And you know what King Josiah did when they found the Word of God? He began to weep. He began to say, that's what I've been seeking after. And they read the Word of God to King Josiah. And he rent his clothes because he realized how out of the way he was, how he needed to do so much more to get in the way. And he made sure that the Word of God was read to the people. That all started when King Josiah was how old? 8 years old. Young people, if you are going to get in the way, you know when it needs to start? Right now. It needs to start right now. Don't wait until you're a teenager. Don't wait until you're an adult. You know when you need to get in the way? Right now. Right now is when you need to get in the way. 2 Kings 23, and look at verse number 25. And like unto him was there no king before him. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that know your Bibles, this is talking about all the kings of Israel. David, the man after God's own heart included. And like unto him was there no king before him. that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him. You know why King Josiah was so great in the eyes of God? Because at 8 years old, he decided to get in the way. Young people, I encourage you one last time. I encourage you just one last time. This week, you know what you need to do? Get in the way. But Brother Case, I'm only 8. I'm only 10. I'm only 12. I'm still young. Like King Josiah, get in the way. But Brother Case, I don't come from a home where my parents take me to church. I don't come from a home where my parents are encouraging me to get in the way. Neither did King Josiah. But he made a decision at 8 years old to get in the way. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this time. Lord, I ask that you would help these young people, these boys and these girls that have a desire to do what is right. Lord, I ask that you would help them to seek after you with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their strength, Lord. I ask that you would give them that heart that King Josiah had, that in their youth, Lord, they would decide to get in the way and to seek after their God and do what is right. Oh, Lord, what you can do with a young man and with a young lady that this week decides to get in the way. Lord, please give them the encouragement from home. Give them the support of those that will reprove them in the way. Lord, help them to dig into your word so that they can stay in the way. Lord, I ask that you would just help these young people in a way that only you can. Help them, Lord, to get in the way. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.